medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the Business Solutions Lead at Colas IS Support. With me this week, and most weeks, is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. That was a rather large sigh, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. This most weeks thing is, I'm sure many out there are enjoying this ribbing constant every single week, but some of us, you know, geez, take 1 week off. Wow. Anyway, all right. Hey, Chandra, how's it going? It's going great. That's wonderful. Thanks for asking. Happy whatever day it is that we're recording this week. Fun. What's going on with you?
Well, not a whole lot. Just trying to stick to my New Year's resolutions and keeping my daily meditation and journaling up. So doing pretty good. Got to get on today's, but the day isn't over yet. So I'm still doing pretty good.
All right. That's great.
How about you? What's new with you?
Not much on the personal front, but from a work perspective, hey, guess what? We shipped product today. Woo woo. Or at least we announced.
You did?
Yeah. We shipped a few of these already. You know, not everything just came out today, but we did put together an announcement. You can find it out on Learn JDE, everything that we put out the door here in January. We touched on sustainability, procurement, manufacturing, even real estate management. And then, of course, the end of the year, we always have financials and HCM because we got to do the 1099s and we've got to do payroll year end. So those
the fun
are all
stuff.
The fun stuff. Yeah. So, you know, everybody's got to be able to get their taxes done. You know, a few other things. Speaking of taxes, Brazil tax reform is ongoing. That is just an ever evolving tax reform. So there were some additional requirements that came out that we satisfied here early in 2026. And then the European Union also on their payment reconciliations changed their standard, actually. So we had to uplift what we do to match the CAMT standard that they put out. So, I mean, if you're interested in any of those, there's quite a bit out there. And we just quietly announce another quarter of innovation and we'll just keep on doing what we're doing.
Well, I'm glad to know the government keeps you busy with all these changes. I was like, yeah, we had a little, who's supposed to be handling 1099s over here? So we've got the ESU in our lower environments and going to move it up to production so that we can get started. Because guess what? Those are due soon.
Yeah, exactly. And I shouldn't, you know, it wasn't just applications. We do have a few tools improvements out there. You know, we do something called one-click provisioning. To be clear, it's not just for the cloud. You can use it on-prem as well to help out. And of course, we uplift that at least once a year. In this case, there's the new AI, 26 AI database. There's Linux 9 and whatnot. So there's a few things that we had to tweak. And of course, it's got our latest release 26 capabilities in it as well. So if you're a consumer, if you utilize one click, then you'll obviously be interested in that drop as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for letting all of us know that that's out there and we can head over to Learn JDE and catch up on everything that's been in the first quarter.
Yeah. Everything that's JDE.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, speaking of everything JDE, I'm not sure if you knew, but Quest sends out a community newsletter. Mm. I think it's once a month. And I got the one from this week. So for those of you that may or may not have received it, check your junk mail. Mine was actually trapped in our spam. So I got the notification and released it so I could see what was in it. And I was like, there it is. I was wondering when I'd be getting that. So there were a couple things in there that I kind of wanted to highlight, two of which are upcoming events. The first one being Game Changers. Game Changers, which occurs in February here from the 23rd through the 26th, is 4 days of JD Edwards. It's basically a JD Edwards week. 4 days of topics related to JD Edwards, various speakers. I don't have the official outline of what all is going to be included.
But, the session list. We don't have the session schedule yet.
No.
Okay.
But I'm sure it'll be out there because registration will open for it on January 26th. But the event kicks off Monday, February 23rd. And they're going to be talking about that day, development, extensibility, and low code, no code. So kind of talking about how you can use JD Edwards to empower rapid innovation. Again, we're going back to using your tools like UDOs, personalizations, UX1, and the mobile capabilities, as we talked about last week. What's native and what can be done through the orchestrator or maybe a low-code, no-code framework from one of our partners. So
yeah, and we were just talking about it this week because we actually, Quest wanted us to help kick this thing off each day and participate. So when you think about low code, no code, you of course think about the, what do we call her? The queen of JDE or the princess of JDE? I think it's the queen of JDE.
I think right? It's the queen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Haiyan Wong and Srihari Oroganti will be kicking off day one. So tune in to listen to them tell you what's happening and what we're doing in that space as far as Oracle's side. And then there'll be other sessions. I don't think Srihari and Haiyan will touch on this, but I think some of the other participants will be touching on like AI assisted development and whatnot. So which anybody developing right now, that's all the craze, right? So
yep.
It'll be interesting to see what sort of sessions come out of that. So what's up for Tuesday?
Tuesday is system administration and security. Mm. My favorite topic, always
favorite.
Security, right? Yeah. Mm. So we'll talk about some of the advancements in the JD Edwards architecture and security framework, as well as 64-bit performance.
Okay.
I bet I know who's going to be at this one.
Yeah, the one that said nobody wants to hear from. Yeah. Mr. Clayton Seeley will be kicking off that day. Matter of fact, I think he's got 2 days here that he's going to be kicking things off. So if you're interested in system admin and security and want to hear what he has to say, tune in on the 24th. I think he might be kicking off the 25th as well.
Ah, yes, the 25th. I could see. Upgrades and modernization is the topics that'll be covered that day. I could see why Clayton would be kicking that off. In fact, he just did on the upgrade SIG. He did a presentation, which was wonderful for us to talk about upgrades. So with this, you know, staying ahead of the curve with release 26 and the latest modernization capabilities. Again, talking about what you mentioned earlier, one-click provisioning. Yeah, as well as code current strategies. Those are always something companies tend to struggle with. How can we stay code current or at least more code current than we have been? I've heard that brought up quite a bit at various conferences as well as some of the SIG meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once again, we can't talk about any of these topics without bringing up AI. So there's code current strategies for generative AI for platform optimization as well. So I'd be curious. I mean, there's some of these I may tune in as well and just better understand what everybody's doing because there's always something to learn. So what's Thursday got?
Thursday is automation, orchestration, and integration. So figuring out how you can capitalize on the power of the orchestrator or orchestrations, workflow automation, and intelligent reporting to drive smarter business processes.
All right. Well, that's... Of course, orchestration. And who do we think of when we think of that? Well, back to our queen of JDE, we've got Haiyan Wong and then Nicole Laurent. If you've been to InFocus the last few years, hopefully you'll recognize Nicole. She's always up on stage doing demos. She's very articulate. She's fun to see what she comes up with, right? She's done some of our innovation around AI, and she's currently helping out, kind of spearheading the UI changes that we might be making that I'm not allowed to really talk about with release 27. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what those two have to say.
Yes, it'll be very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, in other news, there's a second event coming up in May, Blueprint 40, May 4th through the 7th at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas.
We're back in Dallas. Okay.
We're back in Dallas this year. Yes, we are. So you can definitely head over to the Quest website, questoraclecommunity.org, and find information on Blueprint 40. We will, of course, do our usual once all the sessions are finalized. A couple of weeks before the event, we will go through and highlight some sessions. But as a reminder, I just wanted to give people a heads up that prices do go up January 31st. So definitely want to get moving on that. If you haven't already done so, get your registration in. And of course, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll have a live episode.
Mm-hmm. Currently going through some possible topics that we can cover. It's always one of our funner episodes to record with everybody live. Definitely enjoy it. The Oracle team is working on their session lists and trying to align things and figure out what we're going to show this year. And then I saw the executive forum as well. It's pretty intense this year. There's a lot of good high quality sessions being put together. I believe that's Monday, or do you have to show up Sunday?
I think it's Monday. I can double check here. If I can go to questauracommunity.org/events/conferences/blueprint40. In case anybody wanted to know. And I believe the executive forum is, yes, it is Monday. So definitely.
Basically, all day.
Almost all day. I think that was some feedback we heard, that it needed to be just a little bit longer based upon previous executive forums. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Sounds like it's going to be Leading Enterprise Transformation in the Age of AI. So very much something I think that most companies can relate to. Mm-hmm. How do we transform our business in this age of AI?
Yeah, I mean, it's still top of mind for everyone. Now, I know that there was a new cohort, right, for...
Mm-hmm. The Emerging Leaders Program?
Yeah, will they be graduating?
Yes, they will be. Yes, they will have their graduation probably the day before, if I'm not mistaken. And then you'll see them around as well. They should be. Most of those attendees should be at the Executive Forum as well.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that. It was a great program. Obviously, you participated, so you're a little bit biased, but I had the opportunity to, I guess, participate, but not as an attendee, but as a mentor. And
I think we call them community connections. So
yeah, community connections, and really enjoyed that. And I love the enthusiasm. Love it. So looking forward to talking to those folks and seeing what their experience was like as well. So cool.
Great. Well, in other news that was included in the newsletter, they actually had kind of a piece with a link to enterprise automation, which was actually something that Oracle published about 2 months ago. So good to catch back up on those. Sometimes I miss those. I know your team does publish that out on LinkedIn. So for those of you that are not, please make sure you're connected to Paul or Ward, or keep an eye on the JD Edwards groups out there, because his team does post into those as well. Mm-hmm. And then they also had, funny enough, something on purchase orders. It was actually purchase order delegation, which I actually found kind of funny, since last week we covered mobile apps, and the one mobile app that you continue to support is for purchase order approvals. So this actually deals with the delegation side of purchase order approvals. And that makes me think that, you know what, I think in the next week or 2 weeks, we'll see how long it takes us, that we should kind of dive into that functionality and talk about it a little bit, maybe provide some education on the purchase order approval functionality within JD Edwards, how you can use it, and then cover the delegation.
No, that totally makes sense. I mean, piggybacking off of what we put out there and seeing that this had just come out, let's just put it all together and give people a high level overview of what the capabilities are. And I'll be sitting here taking notes and waiting for you to educate me as we do that. So
awesome. It'll be fun.
It will. Looking forward to it. So
for our listeners, if you didn't receive a copy of this newsletter, make sure to head over and log in to questoraclecommunity.org, and you can just search for the JD Edwards Community News. This one was January 2026, of course. So you should be able to sign up for the newsletter. And if you have any issues, shoot us an email for sure, or reach out to any of the Quest staff. They're always willing to help. Very helpful group of individuals. So.
Very cool. Is that about it for today? We wanted to get everybody caught up on like community news and what's happening. I suppose we can't really end without a Midwesternism. We're not doing video these days, but I get my nice Mickey Mouse Packers sweatshirt on. So you gave me a sneak peek of the topic beforehand. So I guess I'm dressed for the occasion.
You are actually really dressed for this occasion. That's very ironic. So Facebook feeds me random stuff sometimes, as it does to probably most people. I wonder how it figures out that I want to know about these things. But I did forward this one to you because I thought it was podcast newsworthy.
Okay.
Recently, early January, the Wisconsin Cheese Festivals for 2026 was published. I didn't know there was an entire website dedicated to Wisconsin cheese festivals. It's called WisconsinCheesePlease.com.
Perfect.
Amazing.
I love it. Thank you for finding this. I feel complete, much more complete at this point. I've been wanting this. I mean, every holiday season, I get boxes and boxes of Wisconsin cheese and summer sausage and stuff like that. So Usinger, and other Wisconsin cheeses and whatnot. And so this is awesome. You sent me to this and I'll admit, even I was a little bit surprised at the number of
the number
festivals.
Of them.
Yeah, the volume's a little insane, I'll be honest.
If you're in Madison this weekend, you can hit up the Beer and Cheese Fest, January 17th. What an odd time to have a beer and cheese festival, January. I mean, your beer won't get warm, so I guess that's good.
Unless, of course, it's indoors, but I mean, what else are you going to do in the winter other than celebrate your beer and cheese?
Well, good point. That is fair. I did not look to see if it was I just assumed it was outdoor because I'm so used to so many of the festivals being outdoor, but you're absolutely right. This one could be. Oh, you're right. Yeah. It's at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, hey there. Is this the, if you link over to that specific one, oh, hey there.
Yeah, but,
it's right on top there. Yep. What's more Wisconsin than beer or cheese? Well, beer and cheese would be more Wisconsin.
Green Bay Packers, I suppose. That's about it. That's the only thing I'd add.
So you can head over and check out all of the festivals for 2026. There are a lot of them.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I think, based on this, if you scroll down just a little bit as we go through this, I mean, I would say not quite every month of the year, but you got it every quarter. You're going to have a series of festivals. You know, if you're ever worried, there's even an advertisement here about how a cheese curd saved someone's life. I'm very curious about what that story is, but anyway, so we might have to drill into that one. But cheese curds are amazing. If you've never had them, I highly recommend them.
Raw or fried?
Raw is my favorite. As long as they're squeaking, they're fresh, right? If they don't squeak, move on. Stay away. Yeah, you don't want the non-squeakers. Trust me, because something else squeaks. All right, moving on.
Moving on. Yes. So definitely want everybody to go check out that. I know when I sent this to you, you were like road trip. And I was like, well, that's like a road trip a lot of months of the year to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't think January through October is road trip material.
No, exactly. We might have to try and pick one of these and head up to it. Maybe if we can time it, I don't know, when the plug meeting is, Packerland user group meeting, maybe we could do a road trip or a tour.
If the leaders of the Packerland user group would simply align their timing and coordinate with the Wisconsin Cheese Festivals, we'd be much more appreciative.
Right?
You know? I see a new gloss in there, which means spotted cow, too. So if you scroll up just a little bit. New Glarus. Yep. There it is. Yep.
Oh, that's Glarus in
right
June.
There. That's Spotted Cow. That's
date.
June. That's got to be pretty close.
Yeah. That would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right. For questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at the JDE Connection at questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.